Time for tonight's post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, people would have looked at Wednesday night and some would have thought, how is this team going to respond tonight? And I think right away within the first couple minutes of this game, we found out exactly what that response was going to be.
Well, they came out focused and they came out with tremendous toughness. And you need that against Massachusetts. They had two great wins in the past week. I mean, this is a team that took St. Louis to overtime in St. Louis. So Massachusetts has talent. And sometimes when you make threes and you make layups like we did in that first 6 to 8 minutes, it puts people on your heels. And, you know, I think we established a little bit of offensive rhythm and they got a little bit on their heels defensively, and it allowed us to get even better shots. And the shooting percentage is extraordinary, 72% and 64% and 75%. Absolutely sensational shooting.
Coach, when you come out in the second half and you have a 30-point lead, are there challenges sometime that come with getting back into the flow of the game?
We addressed all the demons in the locker room, and we said that the tendency when you have a lead is to dribble the ball. The tendency is not to have the same kind of energy and inspiration to go and get the rebounds that you did in the first half. The tendency is to take quick shots, and I think we did. Some of those demons did show their heads in the second half. We had a number of turnovers that seemed to be the response to dribble, dribble, dribble. And you know me, I think the dribble is like a gun. You know, when you use it wisely, you get food. When you use it stupidly, you kill people. And so we used it sometimes foolishly in the second half, and I think that's the only shortcoming that we had.
Coach, 20 assists on 31 buckets tonight. What was the key to moving the basketball and finding open guys tonight?
You know, we talk about the basketball being a spotlight, and if you hold the basketball, the spotlight can burn you. But if you move the basketball, the spotlight around, everyone gets to bask in the spotlight, and that's what happened tonight. The spotlight did move.
And, Coach, this is really a balanced attack. You had five players in double figures. We saw a spark again from Lee on Wednesday night. We saw it again. He was under control. He uses the pump fake in a really strong fashion, seemed to be keyed in.
Well, I thought our bench was superb tonight. You know, you mentioned Lee, and we had said to ourselves before the game that we were going to try to get Lee 20-plus minutes, but I thought Nelson Bochy-Adam gave us a great lift off the bench. I thought Bates Jones was, again, sensational off the bench. Bates continues to develop as a very, very good and physical post player, and Nelson continues to emerge as a defender that can guard multiple positions. And you know, look at the way Nelson catches some of those very difficult passes that he did tonight. That was a great sign for me.
And defensively, locked in as well. So it wasn't just offense. Guys were connected at the defensive end.
Well, great defense led to great offense. There's no doubt about it. We got a running game going. We attacked with the dribble in the open court. We moved the ball in the half court. And I think the point distribution is a great example of that.
Coach, here in this Atlantic 10, no given on any nights. And coming off that other game, was the message just let's move on as quick as possible and get ready
there? The message was this is the best Atlantic 10 that we have experienced in our 5 years in the conference. From top to bottom, this conference is the best it's been. And I think there's a chance of getting five bids from this conference. It's so good. And you cannot look at one game as being a rivalry. You cannot look at one game as being a key game. You have to look at every game as a chance to play at a high level, because every team in this league is going to play at a high level.
Coach, you get a couple extra days off. Do you welcome that extra time leading up to next Friday?
Yeah, I think that with the four overtime game on Wednesday night, with the flight back and the late arrival and the early morning classes on Thursday, I think it's nice for our guys to have a little bit of a respite.
Before you go, Coach, we want to remind our fans that the Bob McKillop Show takes place on Monday at 12 noon. You can join us, the fans can, in the Vance Athletic Center, again, noon to 12:30. On Monday. Again, Coach, congratulations on a fantastic effort here tonight.
Thank you so much, Jared. Thanks. We had a great fan base tonight. Again, our fans are just sensational.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.